Reading for November 18th, entitled, Nature Reveals God. Lift up your eyes on high, and behold who hath created these things, that bringeth out their host by number. He calleth them all by names, by the greatness of his might, for that he is strong in power, not one faileth. Isaiah chapter 40, verse 26. Pantheistic ideas regarding God in nature are framed by Lucifer, the fallen angel. The strange part of the matter is that these ideas have been accepted by so many as beautiful truth. But that which they think is light will lead them into dense darkness. It is a distinguishing feature of the experience of Seventh-day Adventists to give glory to God. When we give glory to human agencies, when we have unlimited confidence in man, speaking of the excellence that we suppose him to possess, we worship we know not what. Let God be exalted. Let frail, erring human beings humble themselves before him. I have had much to say of the glory of God as seen in his created works, but never have I left the impression that our God omnipotent, who ruleth in the heavens and fills all the heavens, is to be found in flower and leaf and tree. What I have said of God's works in nature was meant to lead the mind from nature to nature's God, to show that all the glory should be given to him who ruleth in the heavens. Men are to discharge their duty to God. They are to have reverence for and a knowledge of a personal God. They are to praise and glorify his name as the one who has placed many beautiful things in this sin-corrupted earth, that from the child to the man and woman of mature years, all may see that God loves his family here below. He so loves us that he gave us a tangible proof of his love by sending his only begotten Son to bear the sin of the world, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. God desires us to think of the height and depth and breadth of his measureless love, which is without a parallel, and to remember that we are his purchased possession. Ye are not your own, for ye are bought with a price. Therefore glorify God in your body and in your spirit, which are God's. See 1 Corinthians chapter 6, verses 19 and 20. We are to act as in the sight of the heavenly universe, conscientiously discharging our obligations to our Creator. The world is to be taken captive by Satan's deceiving representations. Where then is our security? How shall we guard against Satan's bewitching artifices? By reading the Word of God with an intensity of desire to know Him, in the light of revelation which he has left on record of himself. Taken from letter 253A, dated November 18, 1903, to Dr. J. H. Kellogg, who was entertaining pantheistic concepts.